You're listening to Radio Kol HaNishama, your only Jewish radio station in Southern California. Please visit us on the web at www.ateretisrael.org.
Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah.
The item Mishkan was Mizbeach Ketoret, the gold altar that was used for what? What did they use it for? Incense. Yeah, the Ketoret was brought on gold altar, Mizbeach HaZahav. So now, the first question, obviously, you're just going to ask, why is it placed in the end? Because there's a pause here, because we learn in Parashat Terumah all the Kerim of the Mishkan, and then all of a sudden he talks about Bigdei Kohanim, Kohen Gadol, and then all of a sudden in the end, it ends with the gold out.
It's the happiness.
It should be first happy or end happy?
First.
So now, the remedy for that is used for Mizbeach Ketoret and incense that we have throughout Tefillah, how many times we read Ketoret?
Three
times, twice in the morning and one the Minchat time. So what is this special offering known that used as a remedy? Ketoret is for
opening the negativity.
Osher. Ketoret brings wealth. You know what wealth is? Money. 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 Yes, that's true. But the Ketoret, as is very much suggested, that not to read the Pitumah Ketoret and so on. So if Mizbeach HaZahav is a remedy for wealth, Osher, so how come it's placed in the end?
It's the last priority.
That means?
It's not the first priority.
That means?
There's something more important than money.
And that means? That Osher is not good for Yehudi. You woke up. That wealth is not good for Yehudi. That's the Gemara brings. Actually, the opposite side, that's the Gemara says, that's the best thing for Yehudi. So that's why he's placing the end. That's obviously, you woke up. How could it be such a thing? And obviously, we learn from here that the greatest distraction in life is to be comfortable, to have money, to not worry about money. So then it causes a huge distance, the connection that one might have with Ribbono Shel Olam. So that means the more we needy, we are close to Hashem. When we are comfortable, then we forget about Hashem.
So you should hope to not get what you want?
Well, here, that's the whole point. Let me ask you this. When three times a day we go through the highest part of our tefillah, it's called Amidah, 19 Berachot, does it mention anywhere that you become wealthy?
No.
Who said no? Does it? How could be such a thing? You go through 19 Berachot, and doesn't mention nothing. I mean, Baruch Aleinu, we say, you know, Moshem Matanu Diadecha, Baruchenu, and so on. But we don't ask. He tasheroti. We say, Atah chonen l'adam da'at. Baruch Atah Hashem chonen adat. Give me wisdom. But how come we don't ask? Give me money. And here, that's the whole point. That the greatest test in life to be comfortable. And it's so risky to have money. Then you're not in control anymore.
We're just talking about money right now, right?
Yes, there to be comfortable, to have, you know, yeah. So that's why here is a very positive thing that we've expected, you know, the the altar of the brass, the brass korbanot is beginning. Here, the gold one, they place it in the end. Why? Because one of the messages here is that you have to be very, very, very on guard, you know, when Hashem gives you blessing. So that's one point. So now, why there's a pause? So now here, the main point here. So now, before we get to Mizbeach Zahab, the gold altar, and Ketoret, we have to learn about Kohanim, Kohen Gadol, their clothing. Why? Why we have to know that before we get to Mizbeach Ketoret? What does that represent, the Kohanim, their clothing? What do we learn? Yeah, L'chavod U'Tifaret. You know, Kohen Gadol would go to Kodesh Kodeshim. Purity. Wow. Here is a very, very delicate point. Such a powerful message. And that is, you want money? Here, make it pure. If your mind is not pure, never ever you can have the wealth. The greatest, as they call it, segula, a remedy to have the osher that stays with you, your mind has to be pure. You make yourself pure, money flows. That means the money runs away when it senses, when it smells, there is impurity. Runs away! And so here we see an unbelievable thing that Mizbeach HaKetoret was placed in the end. Why? Because it wants to teach us, see how the Kohanim, what the purity, what the glory, what the swiftness. Why? Such an attachment they have with Ribbono Shel Olam. And then, you see, the Osher comes. And this is 100%. 100%. The more you have pure trend of mind, you keep yourself pure, then there is no worry about money. It just flows and flows and flows. Ad Belidai. You know what Ad Belidai means? Dai? What does Dai mean? It means dollar yarok. Ad Belidai. Hashem is like,
you're listening to Radio Kol HaNishma, your only Jewish radio station in Southern California. Please visit us on the web at www.ateretisrael.org.